transition from green to yellow, teal, intro, or what are the clear grapes?
GT.
Okay.
Could you shortly share with us why this is such an important topic for you?
That's the start of my
presentation.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Yeah. Okay, so why I find this topic, this theme so important and interesting? Well, I was living, am living in a quite green-yellow bubble. And a year ago, I read the essay of Ken Wilber that's called Trump and the Post-Truth World. And I was shocked. Because suddenly I could see what my role is in obstructing evolution, the evolutionary process. And I will explain this in my presentation. My name is Leida Schuringa. I'm an integral coach. I'm an active member of the Center for Human Emergence in the Netherlands. And I'm a writer of articles about applying spiral dynamics on societal issues. Like refugees, religion, and now about the transition from green to yellow in the Netherlands. This article already has been posted on the Facebook page of this conference and on the website of Enlivening Edge. But if you want to have the PDF, you can put your name on the list that is somewhere there, I think. Here, okay. And I can send it to you. Because there's a lot more in the paper. I'm more a writer than a speaker. There's a lot more in the paper than I can share with you. For me, the inquiry into how we can see what is happening during the transition from green to yellow, from first tier to second tier, is related with Ken's words of Wednesday. How can we raise the percentage of integral people to the 10%?
Leida, can I ask you a question?
Yeah.
How would you like it? Would you like it, the question pops up, would you like it to keep it until a certain point, or do you welcome questions whilst you're talking, perhaps clarification?
When it's not too much, too many, and otherwise I say stop and then first finish
so
my presentation.
You're the judge, you know, whether you want to interfere with your presentation.
Yeah. That's okay. And I suppose this question is important for every country in the world, independent of the dominant current dominant value system they have. Because to make this change possible, we need integral people. So at least individuals in the different countries has to make this transition, and that's the same for organizations or maybe businesses in the countries before the whole country can win. At the end, this momentous leap. I suppose you are familiar with spiral dynamics. Is there someone who is not? So here is it. The system of value systems still. Oh, what did I do? And here I have my audio. What is important is that first tier, so till green, sees only from within the own level. So you can, you have your worldview and you see all what's happening, you interpret it from that level. The interesting thing of second tier is that you are able to see the whole spiral. And that gives a much bigger overview and gives much more possibilities to come to innovative solutions. I think what is important is that each value system we need each value system as an individual, as an organization, and also a society. And that the big task is to make this healthy, starting in yourself and then, okay, organizations and society. And that I think that's a big task. Yesterday we talked about Ukraine, and they are on this level, so that in a society as a whole, so they go from blue to orange. And that's also a big transition. I'm going to talk about the Netherlands. And my question is, what is needed to really make this transition from first to second tier? And as a society, in fact, so that's, and how can we see when it is happening? It's a quite difficult question, I think. But I try to make a start with it, and I want to cooperate with other people who have the same interest to inquire. So Ken Wilber wrote, in response to the ever-changing and challenging life conditions, humanity constantly develops new perspectives, which transcend and include the previous value systems. These emerging global changes are in a way prepared by the most progressive value system at a given time in history. So we call that the leading edge. So the this leading edge has the privilege and the responsibility to give birth to new solutions for our most pressing issues in the world, and to shape our next evolutionary step. So the modern worldview, the orange, was the leading edge for the Enlightenment and the rise of capitalism, and all that was the science and so on. Now, we are quite developed in orange now, in general, in the world. And in this time in history, one could expect that the postmodern worldview, the green, as the next level, would take the lead in providing us to make the big leap to second tier, that it will be a real leading edge. However, as Wilber stated it, green doesn't take its role as the leading edge. So we are stuck. So the question is, what is hindering this next evolutionary step? Wilber analyzed this for the United States. I did with two colleagues for the Netherlands. So the Netherlands has developed into a quite orange-green country, in which many inspiring, innovative, integral initiatives are arising, like, for instance, Buurtzorg 2 years ago, Joost de Blok was here, and he is one of the representatives of this new integral initiatives. At the same time, however, Dutch society is becoming more fragmented, and society as a whole seem to be stuck in polarities, a lot of fights, first tier fights, of course, but it's becoming stronger. And it seems that we are going to fall back into blue-orange. I'm not glad with that. I'm not happy with that. So, what are the main reasons that we are falling back and we are stuck in the green? We found at least three main reasons. The first is either-or thinking from a one-sided perspective instead of and-and. So we have. Do we have? How many times and how do we keep the time? Okay. We have a lot of innovation, also in organizations, but the tendency is in our eyes that we have the old paradigm, and then comes a new one, and the old one has to go away. Instead of see what are the advantages of the first paradigm, the first approach, and what are the advantages of the new one, and try to make a kind of mix. So especially in I think in the social sector, let's say education, the schools, social work in the care sector. We can see this tendency. So this is old, we don't want it anymore, we want a new one. And then there arise a lot of problems because they missed some of the things we build up. So we have to start again. So that's one thing. The second is an excessive belief in equality and resistance against any hierarchy. So, yeah, we are really the green. Polderen is a typical Dutch word. Polderen means we are going to have meetings with all the different parties and we'll hear all the perspectives. And okay, it's a lot of talking. And the tendency is to hear to everyone. And yeah, so no opinion is better than another. So it's difficult to choose. Yeah. So what you're saying, it's okay. You're saying it's okay. I think it's okay. But okay, how can we progress? And even let's say we have some right-wing politicians, and also then the attitude is, okay, come on with your ideas. I'm not sure if that's a good idea. But so the stand that nothing is better than something else is very living in the Netherlands. And let's say the third one is insufficient collective and personal leadership. It has to do with the green atmosphere. You want to stay in the group, not to step out, not to be the rep on. You want to stay in the purple here. And
you don't have green tulips.
Yeah. So, and I think somehow people feel lost in the present. There's a kind of chaos. Think, okay, where are we going to go? There's a lot of anxiety and fear about what's happening in the world. And okay, and when there's not a... So people are longing for leaders. And when there are not real leaders from the green, let's say, or the integral, people are falling back, I think, in more blue or red leadership and following them. So I think it's so important to, and of course there are a lot of courses, and it's great to develop individual, personal, and leadership, and also in organizations, and not so much in politics.
Sorry, what was that last point? Not so much what?
In politics. The training of the leaders in real, let's say, integral leadership. And so wise judgment in society seems to fade. So there's also less respect or for the wisdom of the, let's say, intellectuals, the real politicians that have good ideas. The respect is failing. And people are more open for simplistic solutions. So I think postmodernity, the green, didn't succeed in formulating an attractive, convincing vision and future direction, and especially in finding reasons to go for these. And in the beginning, I said I was shocked when I read this booklet, because I discovered in myself fractals of this obstructing green. For instance, I'm very sensitive when people say, okay, but this is my opinion, and I have right to have my own opinion. Okay, you have the right to have your own opinion. Or I want to do it my way, and I have the right to do it my way. I'm very sensitive for these arguments of people. And more I can see that, okay, you're right, okay, it's good, I respect other people, but some opinions are better than others, I think. Some ways of doing are better, if it's about education of your children, or making policies for society. Some things are better than others. But I realized, okay, I'm also one of those who say, okay, come on with your opinion. Mine is not better. And I also discovered that I have a fear of making statements in public. I write articles, and okay, I start to be public in that sense. But I think I could do more. But I'm also afraid to be the red one in the purple field. So there's work to do to make the real jump completely. So, yeah, let's say, I think cognitively, I'm in the integral and some other, but living integral really in all aspects, I think, okay, that's more difficult. So, we were thinking, okay, we are stuck in the green, and what needs to happen? Then we say the most, or let's say in a very important way to break open the stuckness in society and to make room for the next evolutionary step in the Netherlands is to recognize that some visions, opinions, and views are more of value and more true than others. And to have the courage to stand for that. I think it's time to speak our integral truth that naturally includes the healthy aspects of the other value systems. So it is not just another opinion, it's it's a view seen from seeing what is the value of all perspectives, and from there you can make wiser decisions. And I think society and the world needs this. Sometimes, but that's more for the discussion, I think it also needs to be much more maybe repressive than is attuning with my, let's say, green heart. Yeah? But because, for instance, I liked in Kenya now, they have a policy about plastic bags and with big punishment when you use plastic bags. And I think it's the only way to change it. You can't ask people, okay, do you want to voluntary and so on. So some things you just have to do. Two things. Is that okay? Yeah?
You have time more. Please tell me.
In my article, I tried to formulate, okay, how can we see the transition going on in individuals, the transition from first to second tier. How can we see it in organizations, and what can we see in society? And I would like to get this back in the discussion.
Okay.
Yeah. I only here put a few things, and the first thing is that when you are in second tier or you are in transition, this also is showing up, manifesting already. So in the yellow, in the integral, you can see the value of the previous value systems. You make your own choices based on the available information, and you have the information you have, and then you go. Not waiting till there's much more information. The information will come. It's like the holacracy. Yeah? Discern what's better for society as a whole and for the process of evolution. Show up in your statements about what's more true and more of value in specific situations. Go beyond harmony, because I think real love can also be rough, sharp as a sword. For me, this is always a sign, a little bit, when it's a group or a meeting becomes too green. We are all very loving to each other, and sometimes it's need to be, more sharp. Recognize that the relative world is beautiful and terrible at the same time. It's not only beautiful, it's both. Relative world, okay. Honor the hierarchy of development, knowledge, and wisdom, growing up. And I think the daily meditation practice is part of your life. That's the waking up and continuous cleaning up your ego and stuff. These are some of the things. Maybe there's more.
It's a lifelong job, huh?
Mm? Yeah,
lifelong job.
It never ends.
It never ends. Yeah.
Okay, for the organizations, I didn't put it on the slide because there's already such a lot of knowledge about organizations, and also here in the conference, the whole team stream and so on. But it's you can read it in my article.
For the people that came in later, Naida promised that if you put your name on this list, she will send you her article, which contains also the details of this story. So I'll leave it here and sign up. You don't have to be writing all the time.
So I will share a few things about what can we do, what can we see at societal level. I think at this moment, in the Netherlands at least, we can do three things. The first is sharing knowledge, and I mean with this that it's important, and Ken Wilber stated it 2 years ago, it's important to mention the developmental models, the spiral dynamics, for instance, that it exists, because most people, and also politicians and so on, are thinking more in a flat way, are not aware of these evolving stages. So it's important that in society more and more people and organizations, the institutions, become aware of that, and also about how to integrate all the levels in a healthy way. So the second is inquiry, and it's inquiry about a lot of things because we don't know where we are going. But one thing is, I think is also important, just as the individual has to do shadow work, society also has to do shadow work. And in the Netherlands at this moment, that is, for instance, about our slavery past and our role in Indonesia. So let's say for nearly 60 years, maybe it was a closed subject. And now it's coming up after so many, Indonesia, we were there for 350 years. And now slowly it's becoming a topic in society. And the slavery, we have Suriname, Antilles, and it's rather difficult for the black people in our society to get this topic on the table. So long ago. But in fact, these are shadows, collective shadows of Holland. And we need to address them and put them in the light before we can continue to progress. So we have a good example in Germany, because they did a lot of effort to digest, let's say, the Holocaust, the Second World War. And we have to start with that. Well, and the third thing is slowing down, just as we start in the morning here with the conference with 3 minutes silence. Didn't do it here now. But I think any place where you are, try to slow down, because then wisdom can come up. And this is my last remark. I like it very much. To quote by Don Beck, no more prizes for predicting rain, only prizes for building arcs. So start to